I ran a poll on Twitter this week, and the question that I asked had to do with Amazon's Echo device, which is what I'll call it. I'm not going to call it by name because I don't want to set off yours. Here was my tweet with that little edit. Last night, my wife and I had some fun asking Amazon Echo about the fiber content of various foods. Huh. Today, on Amazon, I'm looking at single board computer cases, and there's an ad mixed in for a cereal called Fiber One. Creepy or clever? Sasha?
Did anybody say clever?
What's your thought?
Well, it depends on how I'm thinking. I think it's clever of them, but it's really creepy.
It stems from, I mean, you're a vegetarian, so yes. You understand that you need to kind of watch, you know, where you're getting your fiber, where you're getting your protein, and things like that. So we had this kind of fun conversation with Amazon Echo,
right. Saying,
you know, how much fiber is in
broccoli
and potatoes and all these various foods, right? So.
Right.
Then the next day, amongst cases, like computer cases.
Right.
For my Raspberry Pis and my Pine 64s and my Odroids.
Right.
There's an ad for Fiber One cereal. Creepy or cool?
Well, you said creepy or clever, not cool.
Creepy or clever, creepy or cool.
I think it's clever. I think it's a creepy sort of clever, but it's clever. Like, I think that it's too obvious to be subtle. Like, it's not suble, right? It's like we were
listening
to
Becca, my wife, said maybe it's just a fluke.
Not a fluke.
Come on now.
No, it's too obvious.
Nah,
it's like,
it's targeted advertising.
Sure.
It totally makes sense. It's clever. I mean, you are doing a search through your assistive device that is recording that information, providing the information. It's
recording. Hear this? It's making it sound ominous.
Well, but it is. It's taking what you're saying. It's using it to create a web search.
Learning from my use.
Yeah. And then from there, it's creating this log of what you've searched up. It's no different than if you Googled it.
Sure.
It's just doing it without a keyboard. So then the next day you go on and, hey, you get a targeted ad. It's no different than looking for something on Amazon. Suddenly you're seeing products pop up in web ads on other pages. It's totally fine.
Dave in our audience, creepy or clever?
Is it creepy or clever?
Amazon.
You think it's clever?
He thinks it's clever. Dave, everybody here in the studio thinks this is pretty clever. In our chat, so you see over there on Discord on our Titan Pi that Gnomon5 says, howdy y'all, creepy.
It's not creepy. It's advertising.
It's obvious. Why would you think it was creepy? That's the thing.
What's creepy is when you talk, have a conversation with somebody, suddenly that pops up as an ad on Facebook. That's creepy.
No.
That
did not happen, to be clear.
I know. This
was a conversation not with a person. This was not me and my wife conversing with one another. This was me and my wife conversing with Amazon Echo.
A computer.
A supercomputer.
A computer that logs your search history. At the end of the day,
that is linked to Amazon.
Any search you make, whether spoken or typed, it is a search history. It's going to be in your database. So it's totally clever. It's great.
So I have Spotify.
Yes.
And I have Spotify Premium. And Spotify Premium has
this thing
where they're sending... Well, they're sending me...
It learns.
Right. And they're sending me... what is the Google one? What is it?
A Google Home Mini?
Yes.
Okay. What is the Google one?
If she was a robot, she would know that answer.
She goes, which is the Google one? And I just somehow know.
It's like somebody's like, you know that doohickey? Oh, you mean...
Right.
Oh,
okay.
yes. Somehow
so Spotify
Robbie's
is gifting us one of these.
Oh, fantastic. Dave, congrats.
What?
This is great.
Nobody gifts me anything.
Yeah, so I think because they want to know more of what I'm thinking, they don't realize I'm going to turn it off except when I need it to listen to me.
That's what I said, too.
Yeah.
Amazon's Echo has a mute button, but I find, like, I don't keep it in the bedroom. I don't put it in the bathroom. It's in a communal area of the house where we can ask it for recipe ideas and how long does it take to cook a turkey and all those kinds of things and how much fiber is in my potato.
Single board computer.
Apparently. Apparently.
Zucchini.
But everybody here says it's clever. I think it's pretty clever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think you mentioned Spotify, so that makes me think about Netflix and how when I'm watching Netflix, it learns from my viewership what kind of stuff I like. So now when it makes recommendations, what does it say? It doesn't say, you know, so many people, 96% of people said this was a good show. No, it says this is a 96% match. So now all of a sudden, Netflix is telling me you'll probably like this show.
That's how we pick our shows. I'm like, it's 98%. Like, for sure we'll like it. I trust Netflix. I trust that they know what I'll like. Well, and I will watch it, and it probably has skewed my judgment.
And that's the world we live in.
Yes. I have found Netflix has not been great with me.
That's because your kids have access to your account.
Bingo! That is exactly the issue. I experienced that.
And I gave them their own accounts.
Right? It was like, why is this popping up? Oh, right. The kids have been on here.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So I still have to teach Netflix.
Netflix, Spotify, Amazon, Google, Creepy or Clever.
It's marketing. I know that I have typically been like the naysayer and the conspiracy theory guy.
Yes, absolutely. This is him.
But this is just basic advertising.
Right.
That's all, like taking the fact that you're using the device out of it. It's nothing more than logging and advertising. That's all it is.
Yeah. If it weren't so obvious, it would be creepy. But because it's so obvious, it's clever.
What would be creepy is if you weren't using the device, and then like if you were just having a conversation about fiber content and food, but you didn't ask the device, and then the next day it popped up. Then I would go, vindication!
But that didn't happen.
That's not what happened.
That did not happen. So to be clear, this was a discussion with Amazon Echo.
Right.
And she, it, whatever you want to call it, was very helpful.
Sure.
Very informative.
What and
now
had
you
the
know
most
where
fiber?
To get cereal.
I can't remember. I'll just ask it again. My kids say, you trust Amazon Echo more than you trust me. My daughter says, I told you the answer to that, and yet you're asking Amazon Echo.
Well, she probably asked Amazon Echo 3 minutes before
you
did.
No, she's genius. Yeah, my kids are geniuses.
She's really smart.
They just know the answer, but then I'm like, let me test that. Not that I doubt you, child, but I just need to check the internet through a vocal search.
So that's like GPS. I use Waze all the time, and I'm trying to prove Waze wrong, and I just can't do it.
Can't do it?
No.
I don't use Waze. I use Google Maps.
Waze starts with Google Maps as a base and then adds more user input, so it's better.
Hmm.
The Foo says it's clever if you expect it, Jeff. Creepy otherwise. For example, if you are pregnant and you don't actually know it, but then you start getting ads for pregnancy.
You know what? That's an maternity clothes. Okay, so they did that with me.
No.
So, I recently got married. I changed status.
Oh, so they start showing you diaper ads?
And they start, it's like an algorithm. Yes. They know my age. They know my marital status.
Amazon
then they
is
assume
like, what's next?
At this point, like, come on, Sasha, it's been a while. Why aren't you pregnant? I don't know. Like, they send you ads. So, like, for a while, I was getting some maternity stuff, and I was like, this is kind of weird.
Or and then all of a sudden it changed
Dave
to Fiber One.
Or is it because Dave was searching for baby stuff?
And it's funny you should say that, because, like, that aside...
He's in the studio. He's like,
he's giggling.
What is up
happening
with you?
That aside, I had a friend who said, I'm on the internet, and suddenly I'm getting all these ads for tattoos.
Okay.
And I said, okay, hold on. Back up for just a second. Let's understand what's happening here. Who's your internet service provider? And she says, oh, well, I get my internet from the folks upstairs. Right?
There you go.
So turns out the guy upstairs was looking for a new tat and was searching for it. And because they're on the same IP address, of course, her ads start becoming tattoo-related.
Let's hope she wasn't like, I don't know, searching anything that she didn't want ads for upstairs.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you want to keep it private.
It would cause her to think about that, though. Knowing that what she searches could show
once
up
you
there.
Start
well,
realizing
I wonder that.
It's listening to the IP address.
Right. In my course, I'm learning about some very interesting disorders and diseases, which I search so that I can do, you know, presentations and projects and such. Like, I'm pretty sure that Google thinks that I'm dying 1,000 deaths of 1,000 different things.
I said to my wife, who is an author, by the way, are you sure you want to Google when you're writing this murder mystery? How do you murder?
That's a good point.
How do you make how it look you like an accident?
Yes, exactly. Like, that's dangerous stuff, folks. All of a sudden, you know, the FBI's at your door or something like that. So creepy or clever, 100% of people here in the studio say it's clever. 100% of those polled on my Twitter, at Robbie Ferguson, said that is creepy.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Such polarizing results.
Polarizing poll there.
And so if you visit our Facebook channel, you see that my son says, "Why are you whispering?" And I said, "Well, because I'm afraid the NSA are listening." And he laughed, and I laughed, and Amazon Echo laughed. Yeah.